Bibles with me, turn me in God's Word, if you would, to Psalms 23. Psalms 23, for me, this is a familiar passage of Scripture with all of us. Normally we relate this to a funeral, but we're not going to bury anybody tonight, not yet. But I'm going to try to read just one part of one verse tonight and give you some thoughts I believe we're encouraging to you tonight. And I hope to encourage you. I hope to, when we get through the message tonight, that you'll be able to leave here and have something from the Word of God that you could chew on this week and get fat off of. Amen. Let's look here, if you would, Psalms 23. Let's look at verse 1, this is just the very first part of it. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Let's pray together. Father, thank you, God, for this wonderful Wednesday evening that we have. And God, it's so wonderful that we can come to God's house and spend time with brothers and sisters in Christ. And Father, we thank you for all the members that's here tonight. We pray you'll bless each and every one of them. And God, that you'll meet every need that they might have the remainder of this week. God, as they go to work, as others go to work this week, I pray, God, you encourage them, you lift them up out of miry clay. And God, that you're helping to worship thee in spirit and truth. Father, tonight, just for the next few minutes, would you, God, relieve our brains of any kind of problems or any kind of heartaches or headaches that we might have. And help us to focus in on the Word of God and see this great truth that we have here tonight. Lord God, help me to preach it. God, help me to teach it the way you've given it to me. And God, may you be well pleased with what takes place tonight. Lord, I love you and I need you. I pray, God, you help us all. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Boy, this is a wonderful passage of Scripture for us here in Psalms 23. And most of the time we use this for a funeral because it gives comfort to the family. If I could say any words, I want words at a funeral to comfort the family. And here the Bible says that in verse 1 of Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. And because he's my shepherd tonight, because he's your shepherd, if you're saved by God's amazing grace, if you're a Christian tonight, my friend, what I mean by that, if you've asked God to forgive your sins and asked Christ to come into your heart and life and save you, the Bible says you're a Christian tonight. And because we're saved tonight, we have the security here, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hey, thank God there's a place called heaven tonight. And my friend, the Bible says in John 14, in my Father's house, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. My friend, it's not just some shack. It's not just some mobile home. It's not just some place on the edge of the corner street in heaven, but it's a mansion. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You say, preacher, what's so exciting about heaven tonight? Boy, I've got family over there. But I've got family that I've loved. I've got family I haven't seen in years, and I love them. And they in heaven tonight rejoicing around the feet of Jesus. And boy, it's going to be wonderful to see those family members. I've even got some friends over there. And it seems like the older you get in life, the more friends and the more family you have on the other side. But I've got some family. I've got some friends. I've got some acquaintance. I've got some treasures. I've got hopefully some rewards. I hopefully got some crowns. But the greatest thing of all is my Savior's in heaven tonight, the one I put my faith and trust in, the one that saved my unworthy soul. He's in glory tonight, my friend. And that's the greatest thing about heaven to me, is that Jesus Christ is there. Boy, there'll be no more pain, there'll be no more sorrow, there'll be no more heartache, there'll be no more cancer, there'll be no more medicine, there'll be no more doctors you have to go to for treatments, there'll be no more sorrows, but a wonderful place of serenity, a wonderful place of calmness, a wonderful place sitting at the feet of Jesus. And here the Bible says in Psalms 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. And my friend, if you want to know what a shepherd is tonight, you can take the New Testament, you can take the Old Testament, and compare what a shepherd is. A shepherd is one that cares for his flock. A shepherd is one that provides for his sheep. A shepherd is one that gives his life for his flock, my friend. And we see tonight what we have in Jesus Christ. The Bible says the Lord is my shepherd. What kind of shepherd do we have in Jesus Christ tonight? My friend, the first thing you have to realize, if you say by God's grace, he's your shepherd. If you're not saved, the Bible says you're a stranger and an alien to God. That means you don't belong to him. I heard the other day on the radio, two men was talking, and they said, you want to know what the greatest thing about heaven is? The presence of Jesus Christ. And I agree with them. I said, that's wonderful. They said, you want to know what the horrible, most horrible thing about hell is? The absence of the presence of Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what it is, my friend. If you're saved tonight, we have the presence of the Almighty One abiding with us. If you're not saved tonight, then you don't know His presence. You don't know His joy. You don't know His happiness. You don't know His peace. You don't know His contentment. You don't know His satisfaction that He gives to all of His children. What kind of shepherd do we have in Jesus? I want you to know, my friend, the first thing we have is a good shepherd. Boy, Jesus Christ is good. Boy, Jesus Christ, Bible says God is good to Israel. Hey, God is good to His people tonight. The Bible says truly God is good to Israel and all them with an upright heart, my friend. If you're saved tonight, then you can testify with Preacher Scott that God is good. Well, me and my wife, we don't have a lot like you, but we're just a country church. Hey, we're just country people trying to make it from one day to the next. Many times we live from God's hands to our mouth. Hey, we live from God's hands to our mouth. Hey, sometimes we lived on some days and we didn't even know what we was going to eat tomorrow, but we did know we had food today. Hey, David said, I've been young, but now I'm old. Hey, some of us can relate with that. We've had time when we was young and we could work and supply for our family, but the time comes when you get older in life, you're feeble, you can't do what you used to do. And David said, there's a time I was young, but now I'm old. But I want you to know something. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I believe we've got a good shepherd tonight. I believe we've got a good shepherd in Jesus Christ tonight. Take your Bibles, if you will. I'm going to show you what the Bible says in the Gospel of John, chapter 10. Boy, this is a wonderful chapter about a shepherd. If you ever have time this week in your daily Bible reading, when you get through that, read John chapter 10 to yourself. It talks about a good shepherd tonight. Look here, if you would, John chapter 10. We don't have time to read all of this. I wish we did. The way I stutter and stammer and go on with, spend all night trying to read this one chapter. But look here, if you would. In John chapter 10, beginning of verse 7. And then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures. Remember that word there in verse 9, the word saved. Notice what it says here in verse 10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Remember the word life there in verse 10. You've got the word saved in verse 9. You've got the word life in verse 10. Notice what it says in verse 11. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I want you to know, my friend, the Bible says the Lord is my shepherd, and my friend, we've got a good shepherd in Jesus Christ. You say, Preacher Scott, why do we have a good shepherd in Jesus Christ tonight? Because he provided salvation for all those who will put their faith and trust in him. The Bible says here in verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Here the Bible says he's a door. If we wouldn't enter into the door, we shall be saved, my friend. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Hey, Jesus Christ is the good shepherd because he provides salvation for all of us. In verse 10, the Bible says the thief, talking about the old rotten, stank, and no good for nothing devil. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. Here Jesus Christ said, I am come that ye might have life. Hey, my friend, God wants to give life. Hey, God wants to give us life tonight through salvation. And he says, not only life, but more abundant life. My friend, many of us got to live past the comma. We all have life tonight. We've all been saved. I hope you're here tonight at Open Door Independent Baptist Church on Wednesday evening prayer meeting Bible study. I hope you can testify tonight that you're saved by God's amazing grace. And if you're saved tonight, he don't want you to stop there. He wants you to have an abundant life. He don't want you just to be saved. But my friend, he wants you to live the salvation life that he has given us the day we ask him to forgive our sins. But notice what it says in verse 11. I am the good shepherd. Here's a testimony of Jesus. He said, hey, I'm the good shepherd. And we know the Bible says in Titus that God cannot lie. So when the Bible says he's the good shepherd, hey, you can mark it down and take it to the bank that Jesus Christ is a good shepherd, my friend. Hey, he's the greatest shepherd you can ever have and that you can ever find. Hey, my friend, he lovingly guards the sheep. Hey, my friend, he lays down his life so me and you can have life. My friend, you know what a shepherd will do? A shepherd would herd all of his sheep into a pen. And the pen was round and made out of briars and a fence that was made out of materials to keep other animals away. And only had one door. And the shepherd would take his rod and his staff. And we'll see what these are in just a little bit. He would herd his sheep. He would guide his sheep. He would lead his sheep into the pen. And there where the door was, he would lay down and sleep at night. So the only way anything could get to the sheep was if they went through the door. And my friend, if they go through the door, they had to get through him to get the sheep. Hey, beloved, tonight, if anything can get to us, it's going to have to go through Jesus. Hey, my friend, tonight, the devil's going to get to you. He's got to go through Jesus tonight. And I believe Jesus Christ has all power. I believe, my friend, he's greater than the devil. So before the devil can get to you and the devil can get to me, he has to approach God and get permission from God to touch one hair on our heads, my friend. I think about Job. Job, God said, have you considered my servant Job? And the devil said, yeah, I thought about him, but you put a hedge around him. Your hands is upon him. Your blessings in his life. He said, God, if you'll remove your hands off of him, I can get to him. My friend, God's hands is on us tonight. Hey, we've got a good shepherd in Jesus Christ. I don't know what your boss man might say about Jesus. I don't know what your husband might say. I don't know what your wife might say. I don't know what your children might say. I don't know what your neighbor might say about Jesus. But tonight, the Bible says that he's a good shepherd. Boy, he's never done us wrong. He's never done us wrong. He's always done what's right. My friend, I've witnessed past 3 or 4 weeks, now past month in our life, well, God's a good shepherd. And there's nothing I've ever done to deserve God's blessings, but God's bestowed them upon us. Boy, time and time and time again, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. The last week, I was able to spend Friday and Saturday and Sunday with my mother. Boy, that ain't something we've done in quite some time. You know, we meet for Thanksgiving, we'll meet for Christmas, we'll meet maybe on somebody's birthday or something like that, but to be able to spend 3 consecutive days back to back with Mama, boy, that was wonderful. That was a blessing of God. Have some wonderful food and wonderful fellowship. Well, God's a good shepherd. Boy, he's good to all of us. If we'll just sit down and think for a minute, preacher, I've just got a mobile home. I've just got a little tin can to live in. Hey, but God has provided a roof over your head. You say, preacher, God, I don't have the best clothes. Hey, I don't have the nicest suits. But you've got something to put on your back to cover your nakedness. You say, preacher, I don't have the nicest food to eat. But you've got something to put in your stomach today because God is good. For he's my shepherd, and he's a good shepherd. But not only that, but the Bible also says that he's a great shepherd. Not only is he good, but he's great. But the more you think about him, he just gets better and better and better and better, ain't he? He just gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter as the days go on. Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Hebrews chapter 13. Now remember, he's a good shepherd because he provided salvation. But he's a great shepherd because he supplies our every need. Look here, if you would, Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13 tonight. The Bible mentions a great shepherd for us in verse 20. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 20. The Bible says the Lord is my shepherd. And my friend, he's a good shepherd because he provided salvation. He's a great shepherd because he supplies our every need. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 20. The Bible says, now the God of peace. Hey, thank God we've got a God of peace tonight. The Bible says he's a consuming fire. The Bible says that he's like a hammer and a sword. But hey, for us that's saved, he's a God of peace tonight. It says here in verse 20, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. My friend, tonight we've got an everlasting covenant with God. Hey, he made a promise in the old time. I'm studying about this in Hebrews chapter 6 when he made a covenant with Abraham. Abraham and God made a covenant. And sometimes in the Old Testament, the covenants got broken on man's part. So you know what God did in the New Testament? God made a covenant with his son Jesus Christ in the New Testament. Hey, God's not going to break the covenant, and Christ is not going to break the covenant. And we have the blessings of the covenant bestowed upon us because of who God and Christ is tonight. Notice what it says in verse 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, Lord Jesus Christ tonight is the great shepherd of the sheep. Not only is he our good shepherd because he gave salvation, he saved us and gave us a life and life more abundant, but my friend, now he's the great shepherd because he supplies every need that we have tonight, my friend. Hey, you haven't liked one thing that you needed today. And that very next breath you're going to take, God's gave it to you. My friend, we have one boy in our family, I don't know, about a year or two ago called us. His mom was having some trouble, and she said, "Scott, I want to ask you a question. My son don't believe in Jesus. He don't believe in God." She said, What should I tell him?" I said, "Tell him if he don't believe in God, hold his breath. He'll start believing God. You start turning blue and going conscious and about to die, you'll believe in God then." All the people in the hospital today, they want God to heal them. They might not want God to save them, but they want God to heal them. They know there is a God, my friend. And the Bible says tonight, the Lord is my shepherd. He's a good shepherd, and he's a great shepherd because he supplies our every need. You say, "How is that, preacher?" The Bible says that this God of peace brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus. But Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross of Calvary, and he paid our sin that then. He was laid in a borrowed tomb, and 3 days later, he rose again alive forevermore. And because he's alive, we have salvation today, and we have everything we need in Jesus Christ tonight. My friend, Walmart don't have everything you need. The grocery stores don't have everything you need. The hospitals don't have everything you need, but Jesus Christ does tonight. The Bible says that the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to God tonight. Hey, my friend, if you're struggling financially, if you're struggling physically, if you're struggling mentally, you can come to God, and God, my friend, through Christ, can supply your every need. And because of who he is, we can say we've got a great shepherd in Jesus Christ tonight. I've never met no one like him. I've met a lot of preachers. I've met a lot of great men. I've met a lot of great women. But I've never met someone like Jesus Christ. I've never seen him in person. I've never seen him with my physical eyes. I've never wrapped my arms around him and hugged him. Hey, but I know he's real, and I know he's sure, and I've got a hope that's steadfast in Jesus Christ tonight because he's my shepherd, and because he's a good shepherd, and because he's a great shepherd. Knowing that, the Bible speaks one more about Jesus Christ. Not only is he our good shepherd, not only is he the great shepherd, but the Bible says he's the chief shepherd. Look here, if you would, 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5. By God's grace and his spirit, I'm going to try to show you something when we get through with all this. Now, church, he's the good shepherd tonight because he provided salvation. He's the great shepherd tonight because he supplies our every need. He's the chief shepherd tonight because he's coming back. Look here, if you would, in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 through 4, the Bible says, "The elders which are among you I exhort, whom am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed." Notice what it says here in verse 2. "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingness, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither by as being lords over God and heritage, but being examples to the flock." Here, you know what God's saying? God says, hey. He says, in the church, he's giving you a shepherd. And my friend and I'm the shepherd. I'm the preacher, the pastor of Open Door Independent Baptist Church. But hey, there's one that's above me tonight. Hey, in a church, you might have Sunday school teachers, and you might have trustees, and you might have deacons, and you might have assistant preachers or pastors, and you might have a pastor. Hey, but there's one that's above all of them in church, and his name is Jesus Christ. And verse 4, the Bible says this for us. "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." Hey, thank God for being a pastor. I'm going to receive a crown of glory just so I can lay it back at Jesus' feet again. It's not mine to boast in. It's not mine to hold on to. But it's my crown to take off and my friend, lay it at the feet of Jesus because he's worthy. But tonight, my friend, if you belong to Christ, he's your shepherd. He's your good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. And the Bible says that he's the chief shepherd. You want to know who's over this church? It ain't that person's name that's on the track. It's the one that's sitting upon his throne in glory, Jesus Christ. Because that's who I got to answer to. That's who you got to answer to. That's who my wife has got to answer to. Now, in my house, I'm the head of the house. I'm the spiritual leader. I try to lead my family, and that's a great responsibility. I wish it could be put on the wife, but it's not. Everything that goes on in my house, I'm going to give an account for it. Everything that goes on in the church, I'm going to give an account for it. Everything that goes on in my life, I'm going to stand before God for it. But I want you to notice something. There's someone greater than your pastor, and his name is Jesus Christ. The Bible says not, he's our chief shepherd. He's our chief shepherd because he's coming back one day. Boy, he's gone to prepare a place for us. He's sitting on the right hand of God making intercession for us tonight. Every time the old stinking devil comes before God and my friend accuses us not a day, hey, Jesus Christ, with them nail-pierced hands, will stand up and say, hey, they're blood-bought. Hey, they're blood-bought. They belong to me. They belong to you, God. They're part of our family. He's the good shepherd, the great shepherd. But he's the chief shepherd because he's coming back to claim his own. And my friend, when he come to get us, we'll be like the bride that's spotless, white as snow, no blemishes, no stains. Can you imagine that day when the corruptible puts on incorruption, the mortal shall put on immortality? Then shall be brought to pass the same. Death is swallowed up in the victory. Death is swallowed up, my friend. The Bible says, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Can you imagine the day when Jesus Christ come to get us? Well, that'd be a glorious day, won't it? Be a glorious day. He's our good shepherd. He's our great shepherd. And he's our chief shepherd. Turn here, if you would, back to Psalms. Excuse me. Psalms 22. Remember, the Bible says he's our good shepherd because he supplied salvation for all of us. Look here in Psalms 22. We don't have time to read all this tonight, but I want to give you just something to think about. Something to try to intrigue you to read your Bible and dig deep into spiritual things. He's the good shepherd because he provides salvation for all those who would come to him. Look here, if you would, in Psalm 22, verse 6 through 18 is a picture of what Christ saw when he was on the cross of Calvary. Here's a picture of what Christ saw through his eyes on the cross of Calvary. In Psalm 22, verse 6, the Bible says, but I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out their lips, they shake their heads, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls has compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan has beset me around. They gape upon me with their mouths, as ravening and as roaring lions. I am poured out like water, and all my bones is out of joints. My heart is like wax, it melteth in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue cleaveth to my jaws. Thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They parted my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. Here Christ was on a cross, and as he looked out of his eyes, he said, hey, there's no one here to help me. Everyone's against me. And like them bulls of Bashan, them real strong, muscular bulls, hey, they're just waiting to tear me to pieces. It's like dogs with their mouths wide open, waiting to gnash upon me and rip me apart. He said, I looked down and casting lots for my vesture. They're casting lots for my garments. They pierced my hands and they pierced my feet. He said, hey, all my bones, they look and stare upon me. Not one bone was broken, but his bones was pulled out of joint as he's on the cross of Calvary. In Psalms 22, he's the good shepherd because he took mine and your sins upon him. I can't think of anyone else that could or would take your sins upon them. I wouldn't. And I couldn't. And I can't. But Christ did. Psalms 22, he's the good shepherd because he took our sins. In Psalms 23, he's the great shepherd because he supplieth our every need. Look here, if you would, Psalms 23. But the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Well, it's a lot of he's doing this, he's doing that, he's doing this for all of us. Look here, if you would, in verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. Hey, that rod that protects us and that staff that leads and guides us, he uses them every day, my friend, because we belong to him. It says here in verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Hey, my friend, because he's our great shepherd, every day of our life, he supplies everything we need every day, every second, every minute that we live. Hey, our great shepherd supplies our every need tonight. The Bible says, I shall not want. I shall not want. One thing, anything you need tonight, God can supply it. And God will supply it. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. He restoreth my soul. He anointeth my head with oil. Boy, he does all those things with loving kindness. Can you imagine that? With loving kindness, God supplies our every need. And then in Psalms 24, he's our chief shepherd. Look here, if you would, Psalm 24. Verse 7. Now, he's our good shepherd because he provided salvation. He's our great shepherd because he supplies every need. And he's our chief shepherd because he's coming again. Look here, if you would, Psalms 24, verse 7. The Bible says, lift up ye heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up ye heads, O ye gates, and even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Here the Bible says, hey, lift up your heads. Lift up your heads. Hey, look to heaven, because this King of glory, he's coming in. He's coming back. He's coming to claim his own, my friend. He's the good shepherd because he provides salvation. He's the great shepherd because he supplies every need. And he's the chief shepherd because he's coming back. I don't know the day, the time, or the hour. But you know what the Bible says? The Bible says, he that will come shall come. I hear a lot of preachers, a lot of Christians say this, and I'm trying to break myself out of the habit of saying this. Many times they say, if God tarries his coming. But beloved, he's not going to tarry his coming. He's got it marked on a spiritual calendar, the month, the week, the day, the hour, the minute, the very second when he's going to get off of his throne and step out on the clouds and say, come up hither. And he's not going to tarry that. He's not going to put it off and put it off and put it off. He's got a certain time he's coming. And the Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift them up, ye everlasting doors. Because the King of glory is coming back. The Bible says the Lord's my shepherd. And my friend and I, we've got a good shepherd. We've got a great shepherd. And we've got the chief shepherd. He's provided salvation. He supplieth every need. And he's coming again. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this night, for the precious word of God. I pray, Father, somehow, some way it would encourage us tonight of what we have in Jesus Christ, that he's our shepherd. Thank you for that. God, thank you for being a good shepherd. I can never ask for anything more than what I have in Jesus. And God, and I thank you for being a great shepherd. You supplied every need that I've ever had. Even the days and the years that I've lived without you in my heart and lived against God, you still supplied my every need. And God, tonight we thank you that you're the chief shepherd, that one day you're coming back to catch our church away. We'll be in the rapture. We won't have to live on this sin-cursed world anymore. We'll be living on a street of gold, a wall of jasper, the gates of pearl, the sea of crystal. We'll be living in our mansions. But the greatest thing of all, we'll be living with Jesus, our chief shepherd, our great shepherd, and our good shepherd. Lord, I love you tonight, and I thank you. In your wonderful name, I do pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. The invitation verse will start playing. The altar's open tonight. If you're not saved tonight, it'd be a great night to get saved. It'd be a great night to give your life to Christ and be part of his family. Have this shepherd to lead you and guide you and direct you. And tonight, my friend, if you're saved by God's grace, I want you to realize what we have in Jesus. He's our shepherd. He's your good shepherd. He provided salvation for you. He's your great shepherd. He supplies every need that you have every day. And he's our chief shepherd. He's coming back again. If you want to just find you a place to pray tonight, that's fine. The altar's open. The front pews is open. Thank the Lord for what we have in him.